This summer's drought is not helping the wildfire situation, and the drought is also deeply harming the nation's agricultural economy. Parched lands extend from California to Indiana and from Texas to South Dakota, impacting everyone from farmers and ranchers to barge operators and commodity traders. As NPR's David Shaper reports, some farmers are getting close to calling it quits.
Looking over his small 100-acre farm near South Union, Kentucky, Rich Vernon doesn't like what he sees.
I'm walking on dry grass right now, just brown dry grass.
Vernon says the intense drought has left nothing for his cattle and other livestock to eat but cropped weeds. So to feed them?
I go to another county and buy hay. Everything that those cattle get now has to be bought. I used to be able to raise it all myself. So basically every day that I own cattle, or sheep, or horses, or anything anymore, is a day where I'm losing ground, losing money.
Vernon is considering selling half of his herd, but he's not alone. Many livestock producers are selling cattle, and that's depressing prices, meaning if he does sell, Rich Vernon, who shared his story with NPR's Talk of the Nation Wednesday, might not get enough money to cover all of his bills.
My wife and I just look at each other every night. And we look at our children's faces before they go to sleep. And we wonder, will this be one of the last days?
Vernon is praying for a miracle, and he hopes federal disaster aid might help him hang on to his farm. His home county in Kentucky is one of dozens in the state declared a federal disaster area. The U.S. Department of Agriculture yesterday added another 23 counties to that disaster list, which now includes well over half the counties in the nation. Brad Rippey is an agriculture meteorologist with the USDA. He says recent rains and cooler temperatures in some parts of the Midwest haven't helped much.
The damage has really already been done. We have almost 60% of the U.S. pastures and rangeland in very poor to poor condition. We have the worst crop ratings for corn since 1988. We've broken a record for soybean ratings, very poor to poor. 39% was the peak earlier this month.
Those poor crop ratings are leading to near record high crop prices. But that's not really good news either to farmers whose crop yields may be half or less than normal.
Almost everyone gets hurt.
Mike Zuzulo is president of Global Commodity Analytics.
The implement companies, the fertilizer producers, the grain elevators, they are also hurt because they have fewer bushels to sell.
Even those who may have successful crops in the nation's heartland may be hurt by the drought, as they may have trouble shipping those crops to market. Barges on the Mississippi River are running aground, and portions of the river are being closed intermittently for dredging as water levels get dangerously low in many spots. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.